of crazy in HOAs.
Way to go, Brandon! Good afternoon, and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Each Sunday at noon, I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with Brandon, attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. And if you're a fan of the show and you like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and make sure to join our email list, because by joining each week, you'll get announcements about the show, announcements about our blog, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a lot more. Tomorrow's blog topic, by the way, your rights to videotape your board meetings. There always seems to be fights about that, whether or not the meetings can be taped. Some people don't like to be caught on tape, but the bottom line is, as you'll see tomorrow, you have a right to record those board meetings. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855-4 Condo Craze. And our law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
So I understand that you were teaching in a real classroom this week.
Yeah, that's right, Karen. Earlier in the week, I had a great honor of teaching a class on directors and officers of community associations potentially being liable for their actions in the state of Florida. It was a graduate school class at Florida Atlantic University. My daughter actually goes there now, and a lot of fun.
Well, Professor, I hope you taught these youngsters the pitfalls they will face if they ever lose their mind and decide to serve on a board.
Yeah, it was funny because some of these students were too young to basically ever serve on a condo or HOA board, but there was one kid who made it clear, and it was funny. He was saying that his parents made the mistake of volunteering for the board where they live, and it's driving them both crazy. Absolutely, they're losing their minds because of it. And, of course, so I walk in, I put the presentation up on the board, and another professor found out that I was about to teach a condo law class, and he runs in and he starts telling me about, you know, the nightmare that's going on in his community. And the bottom line, it's a topic that gets people in the mood to vent, that's for sure. I mean, there's always something to be said in the world of condos,
yeah,
and HOAs, you know, that's for sure. But and then afterwards, the students filled out all these the forms that say how the professor did and that they enjoyed it.
Evaluation.
Yeah, the evaluation forms. And then a lot of them came forward and said, I don't think I'm actually ever going to get involved in running for the board. I just don't get.
You dissuaded them.
Yeah, what's the good that comes out of it? That's the funny part that they were saying. But all right, one more housekeeping item before we get going today. Actually, maybe two. This coming Wednesday night at 5:30 at Tarpon Bend Restaurant in Coral Gables. Again, this Wednesday night, 5:30. Tarpon Bend Restaurant in Coral Gables.
Coral Gables?
In Coral Gables, yes. We're bringing this south now. Is the inaugural meeting of a group called Property Buzz. So what is Property Buzz? It's a gathering of Miami Area Community Association board members, managers, and partners getting together to network and share and discuss community association life and all the problems and pitfalls that go along with it. It's a great way, really, to meet other board members and professionals, have some food and drink on us in a fun setting. And we'd certainly love to pack the house. I'll be there. Really can't wait to see everybody and fans of the show. So to register for this event, again, this Wednesday night, just give us a call, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. That's 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. That's this Wednesday night, 5:30, Tarpon Bend Restaurant, 65 Miracle Mile in Coral Gables. Again, 65 Miracle Mile in Coral Gables. Just call 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. To register. Should be a lot of fun.
Should be, yes. So last week we spoke about Florida's condominium termination law that allowed developers to kick people out of their condo units even though they were paying their mortgages, their taxes, their insurance, and their condo dues. This week we move on and discuss some other community association laws that took effect on July 1st.
Yeah, as we said last week, Karen, that termination law was pretty much an immediate problem when passed in 2007. And it took over 8 years to stop the damage to Florida condo owners. And as we said last week, developers literally get relief overnight anytime something in the law, you know, happens to come out against them, and they get that relief time and time again. But before we move on to some of the new laws, how about we take our first call, Joe in Boynton Beach. How are you, Joe?
Hello, Brandon and team. I'd like to ask you a question. Well, he's got support there.
You made him laugh,
HOA,
Joe. Yeah.
Okay. In HOA, we published a telephone directory with telephone numbers and email addresses.
Right.
And a resident used the email addresses to generate an email blast for commercial use. Are any restrictions against that?
Well, let me ask you this. The statute, and I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but from what I understand of the statute, it didn't allow necessarily for email addresses. The statute that was passed allowed for a telephone directory, I believe, simply of telephone numbers and mailing addresses. I don't believe it allowed for email addresses, so I'm not sure what made your association think you could publish the email addresses. Oh, certainly without consent. Yeah, without consent, I don't think you can do it. Did you get consent?
No, with consent.
Oh, with consent, fine. So now that person, whoever it was, took the email addresses and contacted others.
Correct.
Okay, so the question to me is, it's not that the association did anything wrong. The question is, and Scott, maybe help me out here. Someone in the community wound up with the email address from everybody else, and then they used those email addresses to contact them without having permission to use their email addresses to contact them. So that might be some sort of a federal law, email spamming. But I don't see it as that big of a deal.
I don't think there's much you can do about it.
Yeah, the association didn't do anything wrong if they received the permission to publish the directory with the email addresses. That's for sure.
When they filled out the form with the email address, there was a box for them to check off if they wanted it held private.
And they didn't check off that box, so that if they allowed it and they got contacted by another person who lives in the community, then at best, maybe they have a cause of action against that person that lived in the community, but certainly no cause of action against the HOA. HOA is fine.
Is this Joe,
Joe? That person who used it.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, hey, Joe, what's going on?
Okay.
I just realized it was you.
Yes, it's the Joe we know.
All right.
Okay. How are you,
point
Joe?
Is, I wanted to know if it's against if the person that used it. I know the community did no wrong. I know we protected it.
Right. Yeah,
but concerned about the person using it for commercial purpose.
I don't know. Perhaps there's an argument to be made that by allowing it to be published, you anticipated your friendly neighbors from contacting you via email anyway. Otherwise, why would you put it out there? Of course you would expect other people in your community to not contact you by simply allowing it to be published in the book. What other reason? Would you publish your email address so that you definitely not be contacted by email? Doesn't make sense. So I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay, Brendan, take care of the team. Continue on.
Thank you. You know, Joe's laughing. I told you, Karen, before the show what happened. I was telling Brandon recently that, hey, Daddy can't do this forever. Daddy's getting old. I can't do these seminars all the time. You know, I'm messing around just to see where Brandon's head is at. So what does my little boy tell me? Big shot. He says, well, if I had to do it now, don't worry. The radio show I can do. That's easy. I just don't know if I can do the seminars yet. Yeah. 10 years old.
I can handle the radio show. No problem, Dad.
Deal. All right, then. You're going to take the next call, Brandon. It's Robert from Naples. How are you, Robert?
All right. How are you doing?
How can we help?
This is an HOA, and I live on a retention pond, and on the far side, they were mowing it. It's a 20-foot easement. They've mowed it for 15 years, and now we have a new president, and every time I ask him why they're not mowing it, he says, F you, you're crazy. And then he had a board meeting.
Who's in charge of your community, Donald Trump? F you. Yeah. I mean, that's can we say that?
He's worse than Donald Trump.
Strong.
Yeah, so and, it's after 15 years, now you're telling him why'd you stop doing it, and now that and that's his reaction to you? Yeah, it doesn't make sense. But the only way to know for sure who's responsible is to take a look at the HOA governing documents. Typically, I can tell you, you would be right. It's the HOA that takes care of the embankment, the land that leads up to the actual water.
Yeah.
Typically, it's the HOA's problem.
Yeah, our HOA board.
Yeah, yep. Typically it's done that way because you don't want a situation also where one house does it, the other house doesn't do it, one house does it, and one house doesn't do it, and the area surrounding the lake looks horrible. So the docs are written in the beginning to say, okay, the HOA is going to be responsible for it, for maintaining it. It's going to be a common expense of everybody. That way it continues to look good. That's why it's typically done that way. But
yeah,
for this guy to take that position, you know, certainly not the way to treat your neighbors. But if you want us to take a look at your governing documents and let us know what we think, just email them on over, and we'd be glad to do so.
Yeah, and also I have another simple question. They had a meeting, a board meeting, and no one made a motion to stop mowing it, okay? But he says, oh, well, we don't mow it. And then they had an executive meeting after the regular meeting, and on the agenda, it was on the agenda, but they had the wrong date, and they had the executive meeting right after the meeting by the wrong date. Is that they're going to be suing me because I'm harassing him, asking him questions, and he just goes, F you, and I'm harassing him.
Well, you can't get
and
sued for asking questions at a board meeting. If they do, that's a pretty damn good lawsuit, I can tell you that. So don't worry about their threats to sue you. Do this. Again.
Well, they did have an executive meeting.
Yeah.
I think I've been to your office, and I think Brandon, is that his name?
No, I'm sure he didn't represent you. Brandon,
he's listened to me, but they're going to be sending me a lawsuit now.
Yeah, well, if you get sued
people.
For talking in a meeting, you let us know, because the last I checked, Scott, I think there's still a First Amendment right to actually speak at board meetings or speak while walking
around.
What
about on the street?
Yeah, you can. You can actually talk, believe it or not. They have not taken away that right yet. Developers are working on taking away your right to speak. But I don't know if that's going to actually pass Tallahassee.
So long as you don't threaten to kill anyone
also,
or shout fire in a crowded room,
right.
You're all right.
Right. You're okay, Robert,
all
right?
The manager says I keep on. Okay, yeah, okay.
Let us know if you get served with that lawsuit.
Yeah, the manager keeps.
Hey, Robert. Okay, thanks for the call. Let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour. When we get back, we're going to talk about lots of the new laws that were passed regarding condos and HOAs. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Does your condo need some major repairs? If so, remember Structural Engineering Professionals, SEP. For over 15 years, SEP has specialized in providing clients with professional guidance and consulting services with their concrete repair projects, glass sliding door and window projects, and roofing projects throughout South Florida. As engineers of record on construction projects, SEP specializes in specifying projects, bidding projects to contractors, assisting you in selecting a qualified contractor, and then acting as construction managers and structural inspectors. We live in paradise in Florida, but as time passes, warm temperatures, summer rains, and salt air cause lots of damage to the concrete and steel in our buildings. Educate yourself on what they've learned and what you need to know about concrete before beginning any repair or restoration project by visiting the SEP website at struc-engineers.com. Then pick up the phone and call the office, 561-844-4060. SEP will visit your building and give you straight answers about serious problems you might not even realize you have. Concrete problems are usually hidden, and it takes an experienced expert like SEP to find them. SEP has assisted over 1,100 clients in South Florida. They pride themselves in their experience and standards and promise you the best service and straightforward, honest answers at a reasonable price. Call SEP at 561-844-4060. Visit the website at struc-engineers.com. Call SEP to get the whole story up front. If you're looking for a new cable TV and internet provider with exceptional HD quality and trendsetting technology, there's only one clear choice of provider for your community, OpticalTel. Founded in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated cable TV, internet, and phone provider that uses cutting-edge fiber optic technology to deliver exceptional quality and customer service, specifically catered to condominiums and homeowners associations like yours. All at a great price. Before your association signs that long-term renewal for the same dated technology, let OpticalTel provide you with a no-obligation quote for services utilizing fiber optics to your community. Experienced team members will prepare a custom proposal outlining the OpticalTel advantage, as well as the one-stop-shop approach to account management, construction, customer service, and most importantly, customer satisfaction. To learn how to future-proof your community with fiber technology, call 1-800-920-7701. That's 1-800-920-7701. Or email fibernow@opticaltel.com. And remember, changing the past is impossible, but changing your community's future is not.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Is your condominium beginning to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making it look terrible and putting your residents in danger? Are you under orders from the county or city to fix up the condo by a deadline? Are you in need of 40-year certification for your building? Then you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. Carousel does it all. South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor, located in Del Rey since 1979. Carousel knows how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate, 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700. If you want to see the work Carousel can do for you, visit the website cdri.net. That's cdri.net. Carousel Restoration, the cure for your condo. Call 561-272-3700.
Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. And you can give us a call right here in the studio for free advice at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. That's unless you get it from Brandon. He will bill you.
That's right. It doesn't bother me so much that Brandon, you know, my 10-year-old, met with Robert from Naples. Just want to make sure he did the honorable attorney thing and sent them a bill for it. All right. Believe it or not, by the way, our seminars are back online, even though they're a few months away. Now is the time to register. Our good friends with L&L have already set the schedule, and they have asked me to teach at all their seminars. So really, thank you very much to them. So we're actually going to be all over the state of Florida. Look at the schedule. So, October is the month. So those of you who are listening from around the state, get ready. On October 8th, we actually kick off the year in Bradenton, Florida. The week after, October 14th, we're in Palm Beach County. A week after, back up to the West Coast in Tampa Bay. And then a week later on the 29th in Miami Beach. So, again, the 18th, Bradenton, 14th, Palm Beach, 21st of October in Tampa Bay, and the 29th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. We've now certified, as you know, about 11,000 Floridians all across the state. Popular course. And if you want to sign up, just go to condocrazeandhoas.com or just give our office a call at 855-4-CONDOCRAZE. Really look forward to the start of what's going to be, no doubt, a very, very busy season. All right, before we took our first break, we were talking about the fact that there were lots of new laws that were passed by Tallahassee regarding condos and HOAs that were effective July 1st. But let's start off talking about, I think, what Scott and I think is a real new insane law passed by the Florida legislature that came into effect July 1st. You know, everybody knows the saying that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, apparently the Florida legislature overlooked this concept when it recently passed this bill, which now authorizes owners and community associations to now vote by email in their elections and in other situations where they have to provide a unit owner vote. Awful.
Yeah, I mean, in condos and HOAs and co-ops, the association can now conduct elections and other votes through an internet-based online voting system if a unit owner consents to it. And in writing to online voting, and if the voting requirements are met, the association provides each unit owner with a method to authenticate the unit owner's identity to the online voting system, four elections of the board of a method to I'm trying to read this here, and it's just it doesn't flow to me, Eric.
Sure. That's
for elections of the board, a method to transmit an electronic ballot to the online voting system that ensures the secrecy and integrity of each ballot. C, a method to confirm at least 14 days before the voting deadline that the unit owner's electronic device can successfully communicate with the online voting system.
Wait, what's
going on? How's everybody in, you know, up in Delray Beach and Boynton going to be doing this?
We're not even there. That's only some of the requirements. Let's keep going. The statute continues to say even the following. The association uses an online voting system that is, A, able to authenticate the unit owner's identity. So you have to know who is actually casting the vote, right? B, able to authenticate the validity of each electronic vote to ensure that the vote is not altered somehow in transit. C, able to transmit a receipt. So you're not supposed to know basically who's voting, how they voted, but you have to give them a receipt from the online voting system to each owner who actually cast a vote. D, for elections of the board, you have to be able to permanently separate any authentication or identifying information from the electronic election ballot, rendering it impossible to tie an election ballot to a specific unit owner. In other words, it's got to be completely anonymous. You can't know who voted for who. And finally, you have to be able to store and keep these electronic votes accessible so that if anybody challenged the election, the election officials can look at it. We can look at it for recount purposes, inspection, you know, and all review purposes. I mean, it seems like impossible. And finally, to initiate the process, a resolution of the board of directors is also required.
This sounds incredibly complicated to me. I'm like a dog watching a card trick over here.
Exactly. Now, Scott made a joke. But no, I think the common folks in our that are running our communities can handle all these.
No problem
at all.
I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm not a computer whiz. But, you know, I'm real curious as to how...
You're anonymous, but it's giving you a receipt?
It's giving you a receipt. We have to keep records that you voted. We have to keep a copy of your vote somehow.
But they don't know it was you?
But we can't somehow trace it ever back to you and who you
Interesting.
Voted. Interesting. Yeah, good luck with this. You know, again, I'm not a computer whiz, but I'm real curious as to how the association is going to create a system where an owner's identity has to be authenticated. The owner's entitled to a receipt, like you say, Karen. Yet somehow the owner's ballot can't be identified as coming from that owner. And in addition, somehow the owner's vote has to be stored so that it can be later used as evidence in a recall or election proceeding. You know, it just seems like it's kind of impossible to me. But, you know.
Not surprisingly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And not surprisingly, the DPPR has yet to devise an actual way to, you know, put this into practice, even though it's the law now.
Right.
And I believe they have taken another federal institution, or another public institution, this one federal institution, to help them with this. It's NASA, and I think they're working on a problem to solve this
shortly.
Soon. Yeah, I want to see the person who actually comes up and actually creates the software for this. Should be interesting.
Well, where else is voting by the internet allowed in an election?
It's not. That's the bottom line. I know of no other, you know, municipal, county, state, or federal election that allows you to actually vote, cast your vote on the internet. And the reason to me is simple. There's too much room for internet fraud in the voting process, and there's really no way to guarantee secrecy and accuracy in the voting process if we're going to let you do it online. But instead of, you know, staying that course, the Florida legislature went the other way and basically said, hey, you know what, let's make Florida community associations the guinea pig and will allow their elections to be subject to internet fraud. Why not? You know?
Well, I don't know. Well, the excuse for allowing internet voting is oftentimes people are not at home during the election process. But, you know, our response to this is, so what?
Yeah.
You know, that's why every state allows for absentee ballots that can be mailed in during real elections. And guess what? You can mail in your ballots in condominium elections as well.
And it works
We've
fine.
Had this for
yeah.
years. Yeah.
yeah.
And in HOAs, unit owners can give another unit owner a proxy. So, I mean, that's the same thing. I guess if they don't know their neighbors, you know, maybe that's a problem. It's already, listen, there's enough ways you can finagle the election system already.
Right.
Given, I mean, just opening it up to this is just ridiculous.
Just wait till the election season starts again and people start saying, I can vote by internet now. I can vote by, why did you not? No, and you have to explain to them that unless these 48 steps are drummed through first, you can't vote by internet. But people are not going to want to hear that. But, you know, by the way, who's going to verify that the system that has to be in place is actually put into place? You know, if a board member says, hey, you know what, I devised this magical system, I got it, it complies with the statute, what do? We take his or her word for it?
And right, who polices
you know,
it?
No, nobody polices it. And even if the internet votes are sent to an email address that he or she controls, should we accept that as being okay, too?
You know, I think the attorney should be policing it.
Oh, that's a lot of people say that's the worst person to put in charge. Even if that person is running for the board, do we let them be in charge of such a system? The statute, to me, respectfully, is flawed, to say the least. But here's the thing, you know, as all of us who are listening to this show know, there were other important issues to address this past legislative session for our Florida community associations. You know, the legislature could have passed legislation that allowed the DBPR to assist HOAs. They could have passed legislation that strengthened the HOA election process by allowing voting by mail, or even ensured that the funds that every condo owner pays to the condo trust fund doesn't get stolen every year by our legislators and get swept into the general revenue fund. None of that was done. Instead, there was this stupid mistaken belief that allowing voting by internet would somehow make voting easier in your association. And those of us who actually practice in the field know this is going to make it much, much more complicated, create many more fights. It's an impossible situation to actually police. And, hey, you know, in the end, I hope I'm wrong, but I'm thinking that come election time, a true fiasco awaits. Just we'll see about that. Let's take Leah's call in Pompano Beach. How are you, Leah?
Hi.
How are
you? Nice to talk to you.
Nice
I have
to
a
talk
question.
To you. How can we
when
help?
I purchased my condo a year and a half ago, I was required to give a $5,000 deposit. The purpose was to ensure for the next 3 years, well, for the first 3 years, that I paid my maintenance on time. A year and a half later, I had asked my condo association, I'd like to ask my condo association to take that $5,000 and apply it to the remaining portion of the 3 years, which fully covers, the $5,000 fully covers the cost. So in essence, I'm paying my maintenance in advance of the $5,000 that the condo is holding. Do you see any reason why the condo would deny my request?
Here's what I'd like to say. I'd like to see something in the governing documents that allows them. You got to do me a favor, though, Leah. Turn your radio down in the back.
Okay. Oh, I don't have it on.
Oh, it's not on? Okay, we're getting a little feedback.
No, I am on a cell phone, but I don't have my radio on.
Okay, no problem. Perhaps the problem is on our end. But let me say this. I'd like to see something in your governing documents that even allows your association to charge new people that buy in 3 years of assessments up front and somehow call it a security deposit. The only security deposit that's allowed under the current law is if you want to rent out your unit, the association allows, if your governing documents allow for it, to charge a security deposit equal to 1 month's rent. So if that tenant causes damage to the condo property, the common elements, they can go after that 1 month security deposit. There's nothing that I'm aware of in the condo statutes that would allow a condo to charge a new unit owner moving in $5,000 up front to be used as an offset.
Seems excessive.
Of course it's excessive. And I bet you it's not in your governing documents. And even if it is, I don't even know if it would be legal. So I'd like to start with that.
Let me
ask your condo for the provision in your governing documents, which even allows you or requires you to put up that deposit. And let's see
and
if they
do show me the documentation, because I did question this before, and of course I was shut down. If they do show me the documentation that it is indeed in the bylaws,
it
I guess?
It might be in your declaration. I don't know. And even if it is, I'm not saying that it's a legal amendment yet. I'm not willing to say that it's absolutely legal. So let's do this.
Okay.
Just get me a copy of those governing documents. Let them produce that first, and we'll go from there.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Thank
Give
you.
Give us a call in the office, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze.
Thank you kindly.
You got it, Leah. Phones are exploding. Let's do this. I see we got Joe, we got Bob, we got Marlene. Guys, we got to take our bottom of the hour break. Just hang in there, taking your calls. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Quick break. We'll be back right after this.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new. PD Painting is committed to provide quality service and long-term customer satisfaction. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. You can rely on PD Painting to tell you what you need in order to make your property look great again. Let PD Painting handle all the details, and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting, 888-416-3204. That's 888-416-3204. If you want to see photos of what PD Painting has done for other condos and homes, just go to PDPaintingInc.com. Again, that's PDPaintingInc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipe Lining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
This is South Florida's number one local choice. 850 WFTL, West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. We are taking your phone calls. The phone lines are stacked up at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
How about we go to Joe in Fort Lauderdale? How are you, Joe?
Hey, always appreciate the opportunity. I actually think the internet voting is a good thing.
Tell me why. Well,
unfortunately,
tell me
why. A lot of these condo presidents and all that, and vice presidents and treasurers, some of them get a very vengeful attitude. The fact that you can vote on the internet and they're not going to know who you are. The only problem I see with it is people will be voted out by rumor. So if people believe a lot of rumor on a person, they will vote them out when they maybe were a credible person on the board.
Well, I think you can still campaign by internet, though. In other words, there's nothing preventing you right now from campaigning by the way of internet. So in other words, if you want to start rumors or about people, you know, by way of the internet, you know, that already is allowed.
I'm just interested in knowing why they won't know on the internet, but they do know now. There's no way of knowing now who votes for who.
Right, exactly. Right, now, you have a system in place that Scott says, hold on one second. There is a system in place right now, and you know our office handles so many elections a year, where, believe me, there's no way to know who voted for who. There's just, it's not going to happen, assuming you that the elections are being done correctly. There's literally no way. There's no way I'm going to believe that with this new system it's a safer way, and now you're definitely not going to know who voted for whom. There's no way I believe that they're going to be able to come up with a system that allows a unit owner to vote, and you have no idea ever. You're never going to be able to know how that unit owner voted for a specific person. I can't see it happening. But, you know.
Well, you could have one person trusted with the information, but what it would be was a coded card. So when they verify their vote, they have a number. But it could be both letters and numbers, so it's hard to, you know, copy
respectfully,
that exact
though,
number.
Respectfully, Joe. Is it your position, though, that no matter what, there's got to be one person knowing that what's going on and one person that would have the ability to verify?
Well, not knowing, but in control of the information.
Yeah.
You know,
but if that person has the ability to determine who voted for whom, that's it. It's over. The whole secrecy of the statute is all gone.
I meant that one person would have the information, because you got to have a backup somewhere, of that number that's applied to that person. He doesn't have to know who that person is. See, if you had a new tenant, you could issue them a card. You could have them fill out their own form. This is their information. And all you give back to the board is the number that came on that card. You don't give any personal information.
Right.
So, therefore, you could have a person in charge of that number. Now, this person is leaving. He's got to turn in his number, and then the new tenant is issued a new number. So, unfortunately, like I said, I do remodeling. I do renovations. Yeah. I deal with a lot of these condos. Not all of them, but some of them are just off the wall. And I hear how they talk. I've worked for presidents. I've worked for vice presidents and treasurers. And I hear how they talk about people that they're against in the condo association. So, you know, just like everybody else, they're there to represent them, not to influence their power.
Let me say this. I think, you know, both Scott and I, especially Scott, are people that, you know, we get, you know, the technological revolution. Scott's certainly a tech guy. I think both of us would be in favor of, you know, the advancement of technology, but not here. It's not broken. You have a system that actually works. The HOA system stinks. There's a lot of things that could have been done to improve the HOA voting system, but the secrecy provisions
it's
of the
a
condo
loser
statute,
system.
Yeah, I mean, come on. But it wasn't broken. There wasn't any reason to turn the Florida condominium associations or homeowner associations into guinea pigs and now start allowing voting by internet. There's a reason why no municipality allows for it. There's a reason why it's not allowed in any state or federal elections. And again, why make condos the guinea pig? But don't get me wrong, Joe. I understand where you're coming from. How about we do this? Let's go to Bob in Pembroke Pines. How are you, Bob?
Oh, fine. Good afternoon. One quick question on voting by proxy. Does the proxy have to have a return address where the homeowner would send it?
No. The proxy, in order to be valid, has to be signed by the unit owner. It has to have the unit owner's, I believe, current address of the unit that they own in the association. It's got to be dated, and there's a couple other minor provisions under the statute. But, again, that's only allowed, however, in an HOA setting. It's not allowed in a condo setting. So condo owners don't get the right to vote that way.
I was just wondering about the return address, because last year was our first year since 97 that the president and the attorney decided that they wouldn't put the return address where to mail the proxies back to.
So they were telling people you can vote by proxies but wouldn't give them the address to actually mail them back to? So what does that tell you about that board? That's a board that actually wants to make sure that you don't get a quorum of unit owners participating in the election so that the board gets to stay there forever. That's, to me, disrespectful, low-down, dirty way of running an election, right? You'll tell the people that they have a right to vote by proxy. You just won't tell them where to mail the proxies to. You know, it's outrageous. So, you know, the voting system already has enough problems. Why add to it now? Potentially with electronic voting. That's the way I see it. But thanks for the call, Bob. Much appreciated.
All right,
how about we go to who do we got left? William in Delray.
Yes, hi. A quick question. Who was responsible for fixing drywall after, you know, it had to be torn down for mold, the condo association or the tenant?
typically, if it's a wall located inside your inside the unit, and I'd have to look at your documents. I would just tell you generally what most of the documents say. The walls, the wall itself, from underneath the paint, is the association's problem. So let's say your upstairs neighbor has a leak, and it destroys the ceiling in your unit, and it destroys the walls in your unit. Generally, putting back those walls are common elements. So the association would have to put them back, but all they have to do is put up the drywall. You have to put up the paint on top of that drywall,
right,
because the association is only responsible for what's underneath the paint.
Right. Does it matter whose fault? Like, it was my dishwasher that leaked and ruined the wall and caused some mold, and the walls had
fault
to be torn down.
Fault is irrelevant. If it's a common element that was destroyed, the association has to put it back.
Right.
I'm not saying they
great.
Can't go after you for it, technically, and say you caused us damage. We're going to make you – we can sue you to reimburse us for it. That potentially could happen. But they have to put it back, period. Because it's a common element.
That's what my insurance people and general contractor are telling me, right?
There you go.
The management.
Scott, we agree with an insurance carrier. What's happening to us? It's terrible.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Let's take our final break of the hour. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it.
Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
To the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro, and we will take your final calls here at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. Do we have anybody on the line?
No, not yet. All right. You know, okay. Interesting, because some people seem to think that internet voting might be a good idea. That is, I guess, if the correct software can be created. But in the next 4 minutes we got left.
We asked our blog readers what they thought about internet voting in condo and HOA elections, and this is what they had to say. Denny said electronic balloting has been needed to give absentee owners a voice and a choice in condo elections. The details will take some time to work out, but the long-term effects will benefit our associations and many others that are well run.
I mean, there's a difference between electronic voting and voting over the internet, though. If you're just doing it electronically in a closed network that's administered by one, you know, particular company or whatnot,
right,
it's a little bit different than sending it, you know, across
absolutely
the world,
right,
from, you know.
Do you know that the statute, I know you know, the statute actually allows for voting by ballot machine. You can actually have machines in your association where you're allowed to vote. But doing it by internet, no, not in favor of it yet. Look at what the next person writes in. He calls himself condo owner. The attorneys win again.
Oh, no.
More confusion, more money generated for attorneys to unravel the confusion and chaos that awaits. And I got to tell you, for me, it's hard to argue with that statement. I just think the new statute is confusing and, quite frankly, ridiculous. And, you know, all people now know is that they heard they can vote by email. And like I said earlier, just wait until the election season starts and people are yelling and screaming at me and the other attorneys who handle elections that they heard they can now vote by email and you can't stop me. and then we have to tell them no. There's a 48-step process that has to go into place first, and that's when the fights are really going to get good.
Yeah, well, Holly HOA says, our timeshare allows voting by email system. It's very easy to use, but do I know if it is secure? No. I assume that someone in Tallahassee owns the software for the voting system. Come into your mailbox or email box soon. Advertisements for election software. This wasn't a law to help with better HOAs. Elections, it's a law to make some money.
And you know what? There's a lot of people who won't argue with that. It's going to be interesting to soon be getting sales brochures like this person says, or other paraphernalia that's going to advertise this new software for this new voting system. And it's going to be interesting to see who the genius is that invented it. And if there is a connection to anybody in Tallahassee, that should be a lot of fun.
Well, Rusty said, great, now I have to worry about Chinese government hackers fixing my condo election.
Good one. I don't know if it's going to go that far, but like I said, can it be hacked? Is it a way to create a system where you'll never know who voted for who? I don't see it. We got about a minute left. We got Byron on the line in Fort Lauderdale. How are you, Byron? Got to talk fast.
Yeah, how you doing? Quick.
How are you?
I have a townhome, and what happened is, my main bathroom, there's a little water leak underneath. I called my insurance, and they're telling me that due to the HO3, they're not responsible for that.
This is a leak in your bathroom?
It's from the bathroom on the down to this the first floor, because you won't see it. It's a drywall underneath.
Where so your unit caused the flood? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, the leak, yes. Because, okay. See, underneath... It's them. The insurance came out, and they did their test. They said it was like a 3 months before. I said, well, how would I know that?
Right. So this is your policy that you put in a claim with?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right. So, and do you have what's called an HO6 policy?
Three.
You have HO3 policy. I don't even know what an HO3 policy
HO6.
Is.
HO6. I'm sorry.
HO6. HO6. Yeah, HO6 policy.
Sorry.
Half of a
three. It's half of a three. A lot less coverage, right?
Sorry. Okay. Sorry. Yeah.
Good one, Karen.
I'm sorry.
No problem. Okay, so if you have an HO6 policy, then, and your neighbor's saying that you damaged their unit?
No. I didn't damage no one unit. My main upstairs bathroom, the water dripped underneath, must be the drywall, into my living room.
Okay, so your unit was damaged. Uh-huh,
yes.
Your unit was damaged. So you put in a claim with your own policy.
Insurance, yes.
Right, and your HO6 should cover it.
They're saying they don't. That's what I'm trying to find.
I don't get that, but what I would do is I'd give our sponsor a call at Mac and Waltz, and they're the guys, anytime I have situations like this, I refer it to them, let them deal with it, and they normally wind up getting the calling at the answer that they want to get. So I would give Mac and Waltz a call in that regard, okay?
All right, thank you. You don't have the number, right?
Because I think there's coverage there. I would agree with you. That's why you buy the policy in the first place. All right?
Yes.
Okay,
Mac and Waltz.
Yeah, Mac and Waltz. Just look them up on our website, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thanks for the call. All right, Brandon, want to take us out? All right, nice and loud there, buddy. Nice and loud.
Thanks for listening to Causing Craze and HOAs. Don't forget to listen next Sunday.
There you go. Spoken like a true lawyer. All right, guys, have a great week, and we'll see you again at noon on Sunday. Be well.